Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
There was research there a while ago to show what people argue about at home. The thing they argue most about usually is about in-laws, by the way. But other people argue about different things. You know, I mean, about the remote control, which is a very common argument. Tara mentioned earlier on about which way around the wallpaper, or not the wallpaper, the toilet paper should be put in the bathroom. You know, sheet to the back, sheet to the front, whichever it should be. People argue about the silliest things. So we got one of Aisling's hampers to give away. I've got one of Aisling's hampers, kind of DVDs and CDs and all bits and pieces, and there's a mug and I think what else. I can't remember what else is in it. It's a bag with a load of goodies in it anyway. And all I want you to do is text in and tell us what is the most common thing that you argue about with your other half in the family home. So what is the most common thing you argue about? The number is 087-188-0008. What is the most common thing that you argue about at home? Let us know now during the break and I'll put somebody's name in the hat. We'll give somebody that prize before the end of the show. 087-188-0008 is the text or WhatsApp number. What do you argue about? Now, I don't want anything too serious, obviously, all right? But what do you argue about? What is he useless at? And what are you useless at? Right, what do you fight about? What do you give out to each other about? What are your pet hates at home that your other half does? And what causes the arguments? That's the question. Text your answer now, and I'm going to give away one of Aisling's hampers a little bit later on to one of our texts in, all right? The number's 087-188-0008. Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Karen?
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? Okay, so what are your pet hates? Or what's the thing you argue about?
Well, he is a very messy cook and he uses everything in the kitchen and doesn't clean up then, and it drives me mad.
What cook doesn't clean up after him?
A chef.
Is he actually a chef, by the way?
Yes. Yeah,
ah, see. Yeah. Well, do you know what? He's used to having other people do that for him.
Yeah, drives me mad. I just sent a picture there to use of the kitchen after he cooks, and that's only like a bolognese or something, you know. He's terrible. He drives me mad.
Right, okay, I'll see if I can find the picture here now. You sent it in on WhatsApp, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and get Ruud to show it to me now. Ruud will put it up for me in a second. But so, and have you ever, do you say it to him?
Oh yeah, I kill him.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'll clean it, and then it's just...
Oh Jesus, I'm looking at the picture here now. Ah, stop!
That's only a bolognese or something. That's nothing.
Okay, I see 1, 2, 3 pots. Then he has his oil and he has his 2 bottles of whatever it is he's adding to the bolognese. Then there's plates, knives. What's that? And what's in the sink? There's a heap of stuff in the sink.
Yep,
like a sieve and all sorts of things in the sink.
Yep. And it's only 2 of us.
Oh, God. Karen. Karen. I'm sure you do a lot of things to piss him off, by the way, but I'm just saying, mind you, you could argue, at least he's making the dinner for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, if there's only 2 years, what's with the huge pot?
I don't know.
That's like something your mother would have cooked a turkey in.
I know, I can't explain it. It's awful. It's terrible. When I cook, I clean as I cook.
Yeah.
Because we have a thing that, like, you know, he cooks, I clean, or if I cook, he cleans. And he doesn't have to clean up anything. It's already clean.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I'm having a go at your kitchen, but it's not the biggest kitchen in the world, okay? So,
No.
Yes, no, it's a lovely kitchen, by the way. It's a lovely kitchen, but I'm just saying, it's not a huge kitchen. And he's got there's a pot, 1, 2, 3, 4 pots, a tray. He's got a sink full of sieves and bowls and all sorts of carry-on going on there, and oils and sauces and everything all over the counters. Ah, stop.
Yeah.
He needs
it's
a chat.
Terrible.
Apart from that, he's a lovely fella, by the way, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Everything else he does is okay. And by the way, does the bolognese taste nice after all that?
Yeah. No, well, it does.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
He's a good cook.
Well, I hope so, if he's a chef cooking for other people as well. At least you can get him to do it. Listen, thanks for that, Karen. Okay, Karen and her other half argue over leaving dishes on top of the dishwasher, because they do have a dishwasher. I can see it there. And yet, he won't put them into it. There's nothing worse, by the way, when you have a dishwasher, than people putting dirty plates and cups and glasses and whatever it is into the sink. And the dishwasher, literally 4 or 5 inches away, underneath. And they just throw them in the sink. It's like, almost Asher, doesn't matter. Somebody else will do it. Amy, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Amy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing, Amy? What do you argue about?
Mine's kind of like the opposite of the last caller, where we're both actually quite good at like cleaning up after dinner. Usually whoever cooks, the other person cleans, kind of thing.
Okay.
But we have this like argument every single time of, we have one of those drying racks that sits beside the sink.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you wash your stuff, you put it in
you
the rack,
it on the
and
rack,
it
yeah.
dries or whatever.
Yeah.
And in my eyes, that's called a drying rack because you leave it there till it dries and then you can put it away nice and clean or whatever. Whereas he's like, no, no, as soon as they're clean and they've sat there for a minute and you're done, you put everything away. And so you end up with like soaking wet towels everywhere because everything has been dried and put away straight away. And I'm like, I'll leave it there for a few minutes and come back to it after. You
How
know,
long is a few minutes, Amy? How long?
Oh, like I could leave it there for like 5 minutes. I could leave it there for an hour. To be honest,
okay.
I don't even care. But what I'm thinking is like, they're going to dry and then I can put them straight in the cupboard and it's nice and handy. Whereas he sees like two plates sitting there and he's like, oh my God. So yeah, that's our argument. And they've been like nice little arguments.
And by the way, have you ever thought of getting a dishwasher?
Have you
thought of getting a dishwasher?
We thought about it. We don't have, it's only two of us.
Ah, well, then you probably don't. Yeah, you don't need one for 2 years. Yeah, no, you can wash up the dishes. But see, I find that when you're cooking, right, or eating, it's easier to clean as you go along. I'm probably a bit like your other half, by the way. I find it easier to clean as you're going along and put the stuff away.
Like, we'd be almost cleaning them while we're still cooking the food. And even when we're finished eating, the only things that we have to clean are the two plates you just ate off and the, like, the knife and fork.
Aye.
But he's like, right, it's all put away so there's nothing there when we're done. Whereas I'm like, just let it drip dry and then
drip
it can
dry.
Sit there and then, you know, put it away in a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's one of those stupid things that you just have to get used to when you start living together.
So you take turns of cooking. Who's a better cook, by the way?
Me. But he's a better cleaner, definitely.
That doesn't give him much credit, to be honest with you. And what, does he cook at all?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like we're kind of good at the whole one night on, one night off kind of thing. But
what's his speciality?
Like, you know, his are probably like the stuff he took in the oven, and I'll at least use a frying pan. We're both useless, to be honest.
Right, okay. So you're both convenient cookers from frozen. So you cook from frozen, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Not all the time, but a lot of the time.
Right,
and then if stuff is just too frozen, then it's a Chinese.
Right, okay. And would you have takeaways much?
We try to keep it to once a week, but, you know, if the fridge is empty because we're too lazy to go to the shop, then you know it's going to be twice a week.
You just sound like me, to be honest with you.
We're only in our first year living together, so we're still getting used to it.
Although, I mean, I'm not too bad. My cooking has greatly improved, I'll be honest with you. I'm not too bad now, you know. I mean, I'll make a roast. I'll do a chicken roast. I'll do a beef roast at the weekend if I can, or a chicken chasseur, or what else can I do? I can't. My partner loves spaghetti bolognese, but I just can't make it.
I had never done a roast before when I lived at home, and then when we moved in together all winter, every Sunday was a roast dinner made from scratch, so at least I have that then.
Yeah, so I can't make a spaghetti bolognese. Well, I don't eat spaghetti bolognese anyway, I hate it, right? But she loves it, and I'd like to make it for her every now and again, but I can't because I just have an inability to make it. So I make a hames of it and it tastes horrible.
Spaghetti's too awkward. You don't know if it's cooked or not.
I don't know. She's told me it's six minutes for the spaghetti.
Yeah. I do that thing where you throw it at the tiles, and if it sticks, it's supposed to be done.
Throw it at the tiles. Very good. All right. I remember that one. All right. Listen, thanks, Amy.
Thanks.
There you go, Amy. Drying the dishes. That's what the row was over in her house. Somebody says, hi, Nan. I argue with my wife about the cutlery in the dishwasher. She mixes up all of it. I have to rearrange it, and I'm constantly asking to put the knives with the knives and the forks with the forks and so on, says Phil. Yes. And then there's the argument about which way up in the dishwasher do you put the knives? Do you put the knives sharp side down and the forks sharp side down, or do you do them sharp side up? Aisling, dishwasher, knives. Oh, hang on. I just switched it on here. I'm just curious now. Knives and forks, sharp side down or sharp side up?
Sharp side down, Niall. No, down.
See what I mean?
I've Ruth out here beside me and Ruth is saying up. But obviously, naturally, if you take it out, one, you don't want anyone to hurt themselves.
But you if you keep putting sharp side down, the knives will actually damage the holder.
The gadget.
You
know, what's even better is other washing machines, that they don't have that little cubby hole. They have an extra shelf at the top and you just lay them.
Ah, that'd be stupid. See, how are you going to get them cleaned if they're laying horizontal? You only clean one side of them then.
No, it's another shelf in a dishwasher. Oh, you're missing out now. That's the best dishwasher to have.
Is it? Okay. All right. Okay. Let me go to Jack. Jack, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing, Niley? Well,
good. Nice. Have you got it? By the way, have you got a dishwasher?
Yeah, sharp side down.
Sharp side down. Yeah, that's what I was thinking now. But my partner puts them sharp side up.
No, no, she's wrong.
Yeah, why do I tell her that?
She's saying it's my wife. She's wrong. She's wrong. My wife and I have the only arguments we ever have. We're married 30 years. Is filling the dishwasher.
Oh,
she
right.
just throws everything in every way that you can. Put them in neatly, and all the plates the same, take them out. All the knives in the same holder, take them out. All the forks in the same holder, take them out. And you can empty the dishwasher in 2 minutes, not 10 minutes.
Bowls, top or bottom?
Bowls on the top, on the bottom.
You see, they're yeah. hard to glasses get, yeah, but they don't sit properly on the gadgets, the bowls.
Oh, they do. Oh, well, ours do. Ours do, I have to say. Now, our bowls fit perfectly on the uprights. Yeah. We have four different size uprights, and our bowls fit on the smaller size of uprights.
Right, okay. It's the most interesting radio I've ever done in my life, by the way. I mean, how to fit a dishwasher.
Look, I don't do domestic. I haven't said that. I love to cook, but that's about it. I don't do anything else domestic, but I know how to fill a dishwasher.
Right, okay. So you're telling me it's sharp side up.
No, sharp side down.
Sharp side down. Sorry, sharp side down.
Yes, and you said that that the holder may get damaged after a while with the knives being on the bottom. And I would agree with you.
After a while, they start to slip through then, because they break. The gadget breaks.
But you can buy a spurious gadget for about 10 or 12 euros.
But why would you want to buy a spurious gadget when you can just put sharp side up?
Because think of it this way now. You go to put the knives away. What are you doing with your hands? You're touching the piece that you're going to be cutting with.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the tablet for the thing, do you put it in the little trap door or do you just fling it in?
Oh, no, in the trap door.
Which it makes no difference. As soon as you close it and press on, the trap door opens and it falls out anyway. So it makes a difference.
Oh, no, Niall, it's there for a reason. They wouldn't just put it in for no reason.
But I mean, that's what happens. When you press on, the little trap door opens and the tablet falls out. So you might as well just fling the tablet in.
Well, yeah, but it falls into a very specific little spot.
Ah, would you be asking the arse into a specific place? My mother used to put the tablet into the where you put the knives and forks, into that little gadget.
All right.
Because our trapdoor broke.
Well, you see that. That's when you learned then that you can just throw the little tablet into the machine. I've learned that you put it in the trapdoor, and I'm a good boy. I do everything I'm told. So.
Yeah, but say that because Fran.
Yeah.
Hey, have you got a dishwasher?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
But I used to have.
Okay.
And when I did, then what we used to do, we put the knives in up and the forks down.
All right. There's a bit of a mixture going on there. All right.
Because then you knew whether or not you wanted a fork or a knife.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay. And what about the tablet? Do you put it in the trap door or do you just fling it in?
Depending who was switching the dishwasher on.
Right, okay. Right. What do you argue about, by the way?
Well, we used to. We're not together anymore, but we used to argue because he wanted the branded sauces. He said that there was no better tomato sauce than Heinz and brown sauce and so on.
I tend to agree with him, but go on.
Well, no, I would have a good palate, and there are certain ones that Lidl do that are very good, and you can't tell the difference. And to prove it, I used to fill the Heinz sauces with the Lidl product, and he did not know. And this
no
went
wonder
on.
You're separated.
So you were getting the Heinz bottle and putting the little sauce into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure Heinz would be too pleased to hear that, but go on.
And Elvis mayonnaise, I did it with them all because I was so cross with him. He was so snobbish.
See, I'm a bit of a brand name person. Now, not when it comes to clothes or anything like that, but when it comes to food, I do tend to go for the brand names.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I did buy unbranded cornflakes once and they don't taste the same. Now, somebody said to me, sure, they're made by the same people. I said, no, they're not. I said, they just don't taste the same. And I bought unbranded Jaffa cakes there a while ago and they were disgusting.
Yeah, some of them are, but some of them are really good. What you have to do is be prepared to experiment.
I don't have the time for looking around, Fran, to see, to experiment. I mean, you can't beat the Lion's Tea. I mean, you couldn't be buying on brand.
The little gold tea is gorgeous.
Ah, see, Jack.
Absolutely, and the Aldi one as well is. Yeah, very good.
No, I would have to go against you on that, Mel. The little gold tea or red stroke gold label tea is absolutely gorgeous. I was a Barry's tea all my life. And I think this is far nicer.
I think Ireland is split by Lions and Barry's. You're probably right, yeah. By the way. People, my listeners in Cork would be killing me if they heard me say Lions. They're all Barry's people down there in Cork.
Absolutely. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, finally, very quickly, go on.
If you're absolutely dying of the thirst and someone gives you a cup of tea, you don't mind which one it
no,
is.
No, no, I drink anything at that stage. I'd suck it through a cloth if necessary. Listen, lads, ladies, thank you very much indeed, Jack and Fran.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.